Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is not Steve Arterburn. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in. Steve should be here in a little bit. And I am a blessed man today because I'm sitting right in between Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, ladies.
Hey, it's great to be here with you guys today.
Good to be with you.
Yeah.
I want, because we have so much always to do, I want to start off right away with a clip of something that's on New Life TV. Steve did a segment. It's part five of a series that he put together that will help you make the summer the best ever with your family. He took seven secrets of the Mediterranean that you can use to keep passion alive in marriage, and he adapted them to help your whole family connect and have a lot more fun this summer. So secret number five was inspired by the city of Paris, and it's all about creating new things and new adventures together. Let's listen to this clip.
When I travel, I like to get focused back on my family as I'm coming home. And so on a plane, I will take a note, and I will write something, and I will decorate it, and I'll decorate the envelope. And I would imagine my wife has shown our children maybe 3,000 cards that I have written and drawn and created art on. And then you see them doing the exact same thing. You know, I have a 7 and a 10-year-old, and both of them can do calligraphy. Hey, create. Now you might say, I'm not very creative. Look at videos on how to be creative. Look at books. Take them to the library. Search out projects. But whatever you do, be sure that by the end of this summer, you've done some things that you normally wouldn't do that will enhance a child's desire to be creative and create something that may last forever.
Well, I really like that because so much of what's on TV.newlife.com is really serious, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing
wrong
with that. Very practical.
Yeah. But this is something that's kind of fun that will, it's important. It can help a summer make a big difference. And, you know, summer's almost halfway over. And there's a lot of time to check out this series on New Life TV. Try some of the ideas that are guaranteed to make this summer the best one yet. Just go to New Life or go to tv.newlife.com. It's a real bargain. You know, for $10 a month, you can get the advice, 1,000 or more videos that are up there. People like Sherry and Alice that have put stuff up there. It's really good
stuff. Less than $10 a month.
Yeah. $9.99 a month. So you'll want to do that. We're just closing up a matching gift, and we need a little bit more. So if you could make a gift today, we would appreciate that. And when you make a gift, you'll get the expanded edition of Milan K. Jurkovic's book, How We Love. This new edition explores five additional core patterns, and it offers diagrams showing how each love style combination interacts. The book's been updated with new insights that have evolved since the book was published back in 2006. So there's also new information on the origins of triggers, as well as charts, tools, discussion starters. So make a gift to New Life. It enables things to happen. This ministry does amazing things. We hear stories of God's redemptive power. God gets the credit. We set the platform. We've got wise people that speak into people like Sherry and Alice, and it makes a difference. Jesus comes in, God comes in, the Holy Spirit comes in, and lives are never going to be the same because you cared enough to make an investment that will change people's lives. So we'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to the phones and we're going to talk to Tim. Tim is calling. He listens on Sirius XM. Tim, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure enough. How can we help you?
Well, I'm a longtime listener and supporter. Listening for 20-plus years and monthly supporting. And I'm
thank you.
First time I've ever called your show or any show.
Well, we hope you get your money's worth.
No question about that. My wife and I have just learned so much from listening and reading, literature and books, and listening to the monthly CDs you send and all that stuff. But I got one. What I'm calling about is my wife has, starting a couple years ago, she kind of, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it self-diagnosed, but she's an HSP, a highly sensitive person, and she read a bunch of literature from, I don't know if you're familiar with Elaine Aaron.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've never heard on your show anybody talk about it, so I'm just trying to find out how real, how to, I guess, support my wife in it. It's kind of can be like walking on eggshells at times.
What are some of the things that she notices or she's brought to you in trying to explain that she's an HSP or highly sensitive person?
Well, just like noises, for example, like say we're both in the kitchen and open up a bag of chips, they can be noisy, and it's like, oh my gosh, you got to stop doing that. You got to let me know when you're doing that.
What about clothing? What about tags in her clothing? Is she bothered by labels? Is she bothered by bright lights?
By smells?
Does she smells?
Smells.
Okay.
Sensitive to smells.
Does she get overwhelmed
noise?
Okay. Because the reason I'm asking you these questions, there's actually a test that you can take online. Elaine Aaron has put a self-test.
She's done all that.
Okay.
She's done all that. And then, so what it comes down to, she said, well, this is just the way God made me, and I can't do anything about it.
So what's your question for us? And then we can help you.
Well, my
here.
Question is this highly sensitive person, if it's an actual real thing, it's kind of like I'm just a typical guy, and then I kind of go about my thing, and I kind of go about my day or getting ready or whatever, and then maybe I come back and I do the same thing, and she says, well, you're not paying attention. It's like you don't care, you know, when I do certain things, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It sounds like you're okay, not convinced it is a real thing. You said,
well,
you say if
sure.
it is
yeah,
a real
I guess maybe.
Thing.
Yeah. So let me just say how I've discovered this. I actually discovered because I'm a trauma therapist, and there was a group of people among my trauma clients that I started hearing the same things about. So I actually started doing my own research and found out that there really is something called HSP. It is about 20% of the population are born with a different neurological system. I actually talk about these folks like sea anemones. They take in their environment like a sea anemone. I used to go as a kid to the beach, and I guess I'm one of those kids that would stick my finger in the center of a sea anemone just to see what it would do, as if I didn't know, and then it would close up, right? But that sea anemone is constantly moving its arms, picking up all this stuff in the wind, right, in the water. And so when you have that system that is that charged, you do feel things at a much deeper level. Now, I have to assess with people whether it's they're an HSP or whether they have OCD, obsessional compulsive disorder, or just OCD tendencies, because they can sound kind of similar. People can get annoyed with noises and have OCD or sounds, those kind of things. So you've got to make sure that, you know, you've done your homework and have really been assessed. But it's real. And so I have to help these people learn how to have self-care for themselves, because really they're responsible to figure out what to do with their neurological system. And I'm hearing, you know, I love you asking him the question, Larry. It sounds like you're not really sure it's a real deal. If I were you, just as her husband, I'd pick up the book and read it. And I would see... pick up her book. It's by Elaine. You can
her
buy.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine Aaron has a book called.
Yeah, and my wife's got it. I have read it.
Okay.
And I guess my thing is, you know, I try to make sure from a Christian perspective that you know, there's a lot of things out there.
Sure.
Right? There's a lot of and I want to make through your show, it's like I have faith in what you guys say and what you talk about, and I've never heard it come up on your
show.
Yeah,
we haven't done anything. In fact, I told Larry I'm going to do a show with Jill on it when I'm here in a week or so. Jill and I will do a show.
For TV.NewLife.
Do you see this artwork that Steve did? I'm going to show you this tree, the New Life tree. It has a brain in the center, and I love that because in the last number of years, we've really kind of been bringing more material to substantiate what Scripture says, as that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So, and to do that, we've got to look at science as much as we look at the Word and try to make sense of these issues in our life.
Well, Tim, I want to encourage you to. I have a family member, an in-law, who is a highly sensitive person, and I've been married for 40 years, and the first probably 10 years or more, I didn't believe it. I just thought this person was a little wacko.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to learn and respect that it's a real issue. And, you know, it's not just tolerating it. It's kind of humbling yourself to the point that you have to think of this person more than you're thinking of yourself. And doing things that don't make any sense to you that are going to irritate you. And, I mean, she can smell things that, you know, dogs and... Anybody else could it's just amazing the kinds of things that they pick up and the sounds, how irritating the littlest thing can be. But it's a real thing, and you're just going to have to make your adjustments in how you function and relate and care for her, and it will show your love to her when you do that.
Yeah, it's your lovely sea anemone, right?
Yeah, it's hard.
Say that again.
I said, as your lovely sea anemone. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and I believe that I can do that more. And then from talking to you and coming from you people, and because I have the highest, most respect for what you guys say and what you do and all that, And since I had never heard anything, that's, you know, like I say, I was, that's why I was calling, and this will, is helpful for to me to know, okay, all right, yeah, we are dealing with a real thing, and because I haven't heard it from any other Christian back type, you know.
Sure. And hey, thank you, Tim, for giving us the idea for a show.
Yeah.
When it's out there, you'll know it's because of your call.
And I, you're a wise man to look into things, because there are a lot of things in Christian circles that get in there that cause you to kind of tilt your head and wonder, could that be?
And she's totally open to, you know, checking everything out. I mean, she's you know, not just like blaming herself or me, or you know, it's like she's totally open to
she'll love a walk on the beach. They love that fresh air and out there, and I mean, just do something for her that you might not want to do otherwise.
And with Larry's suggestion, Tim, I want to add just a couple of other thoughts to consider for putting into practice what you're saying about wanting to support her, because this is frustrating to deal with. When you're not experiencing what she is, it's hard to accept, and it's hard to understand how much it can affect her. So I want to ask you to proactively let her know, which she probably already does, that it's hard for you to understand, and that you mess up on this because you forget about it, as anybody else would, because she's kind of outside the norm in the way that she reacts. But also, to invite her to tell you when you're forgetting and when you're not doing the things that are helpful for her. I'd ask you to set up a proactive weekly check-in with her where you say, tell me how I've been doing this week. Grade me. How can I improve? Where did I mess up on this?
And I need to get out of the left brain guy.
Yeah, exactly, Tim. That is exactly right. I relate to that 1,000%. So, Tim, thank you for calling.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you taking my call.
All right.
Oh, it's been real helpful. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Okay, that was an interesting call.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good
glad we got that one in. Let's see here. How about we go to Phoenix and talk to Hope? Let's see, what number is that? 5. Hope listens or watches on NRB TV. Hello, Hope. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. God's blessed me with a beautiful daughter inside and out. And she's an adult woman with young children. And she's grieving, going through a divorce. And she's wanted to save her marriage, but it takes two. And her husband's been having an affair for the last quite a few months here. And I just want to know how to encourage my daughter. She's been in this relationship for about 14 years, and she's been emotionally and verbally abused. And the husband's, you know, struggle with addiction, and he's kind of been a charming, doesn't tell the truth. Blames, and so she's got a lot of hurt and pain. She's struggled with her self-esteem and with the rejection of this other woman, and I've encouraged her to do your workshop, and that's all I can do as a mom. I give her the information and forward it on, and to do the restore, but she didn't take up on it. I've offered to pay for, you know, counseling for her. She has done the 12-step program. She's been a stay-at-home mom, and now she's had to go back to work, and my daughter's been a child of divorce, and not quite sure. She's really never said, but might have had some sexual abuse, but as a mom, I want to make sure I'm stay on the same side. I'm much an encourager. She is a Christian, and just want to know how I can encourage her, because I know it's very traumatic for her right now, and I just want to encourage her and know how I can do that. And
how long have they been married?
I'm sorry. They've been together for 14 years since they were in high school, and they
been married for about 8 years, and well, they didn't make it to the and the divorce is in the court now. So,
how old was she? How old was she when she went through the divorce with you all? You said you and your husband were divorced as well.
Yeah, we were separated for quite a few years, but probably the separation, she was about 5.
Okay, and how old are her kiddos? How old are your grandkids?
You've got 3 of them all in that age group.
So you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a mom who loves her daughter deeply, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing a mom who's not only grieving for her daughter, but you're feeling it.
Triggered.
Yeah, as if you were there in your own divorce, too. I mean, you yeah. know what it feels like to go through a divorce, and you know what it's like to have little kids. You live this.
Yeah,
so,
because my children are adults now. They're still reeling. They're older adults, and they've still been reeling from them.
I get it. But this is trauma squared. It's your trauma and hers, and that's why your heart's so broken about it.
Hope, we're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come back and pick up this call right after this. So you just hold on, okay?
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Before we go back to Hope, I just wanted to remind people that we have a Take Your Life Back workshop coming up September the 8th, and there's an early bird discount available if you register soon. So just give us a call and do that. And now let's go back to Hope in Phoenix. And Sherry, you had some more you wanted to say to Hope.
Yeah, I think one of my questions to you would be, I'm wondering what you feel like you aren't doing well enough. Because you gave us a list of things that you are doing well. But what do you think you're doing poorly at? Or is it that you're feeling really helpless and powerless to be able to change your pain? Because it is grief. There's a ton of grief and loss.
I think for myself, I'm trying to encourage my daughter to get her validation from God and not to, from others, and trying to encourage her not to be girl gone wild, and trying to fill that hole from
in somebody else so quickly that, you know, I encourage her to, you know, let God love on her and that she love God. And but again, because of the woundedness and the rejection. So as a mom who's been there, done that, and a lot of my friends who've been divorced, we've learned a lot over the years. And so I just want to try and encourage her to not have to get validation from another human being so quickly.
Well, you know, though, this is the challenge, is with the betrayal trauma, it actually wires in these negative beliefs that are shame-induced beliefs. Mm-hmm. So she's got some beliefs now because of his mm-hmm. betrayal. They sound like this. I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not lovable.
Right.
And so I'm not sexy enough. So what happens is those negative beliefs or lies drive our behavior. And so you may see her acting out because she's got these negative beliefs that she's trying to answer, but not mm-hmm. in a healthy way. So you said you encouraged her to go to the Restore conference, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know, Shelley has a workbook out that you might consider getting her.
Rescue.
Yeah, it's called Rescued. And Shelley goes in and talks about those negative beliefs. And so you might, maybe, can we send her that?
No, absolutely.
So we'll get you that workbook out to help give her a very hands-on resource from somebody else who went through betrayal. And then keep your eyes open for my book. I can't.
Yeah,
it's
keep
like
waiting.
It's on the press right now. It's like, but it will be here. And when it's here, I would love her to have that as well. So, Alice, what are you thinking?
Hope, I just want to add a few other ideas for you to consider, because as Sherry pointed out, and we all heard your heart in your voice, both for your daughter, but perhaps some of your old pain being reopened by what your daughter is going through. So even if you did your own work on your healing back when you and your husband divorced, watching your daughter go through it can kind of rip that wound back open mm-hmm. again. So I want you to think about considering getting back into your healing process if you're not in one currently, so that you can be strong for your daughter no matter what she decides to do. And one idea might actually be a mother-daughter restore weekend. We've had mother-daughter pairs go through before.
I encouraged that.
You did. Well, you know what then? I want you to think about coming even if she doesn't. Because being that example to her and then bringing back your own stories of what the weekend is like, it might influence her to change her mind, even if it's for another weekend. One other thought is to offer her times of giving her the Comfort Circle conversation. That comes from Mylan and Kay Yurkovich. You can find the guide for the Comfort Circle on their website for free. And what it does is it invites your daughter to talk about what she's going through without you trying to change her mind in those conversations, and just sitting with her in whatever it is that she's feeling. She may or may not accept it, because you've offered her a lot of great things already, but it's a way to hold back as a listener and to just be very present with her and to allow her to say whatever she needs to say. And sometimes we're best able to influence when we're not teaching with words, but we're just being present with the person. Would you consider doing that with her, offering it to her, whether or not she accepts is up to her?
Yeah, I jokingly told her I put tape on my mouth, so well, I'm not joking. I probably might have to, but
well, you know, it hurts to hear it, because I actually went through a season, Hope, because of my own shame beliefs after my divorce, where I was going out with addicts for a while, and I had to learn the hard way that I kept choosing the same type of person, and it scared me to death to not want to go through that again. So I hate to say that she's going to struggle right now, and you don't want her to.
Hope, what's your daughter's name, first name?
Destiny.
Okay, Sherry, you got 50 seconds. Say something to Destiny. Well, this is going to be this is a recorded show. It's going to air on July 24th. And I would love for Destiny to hear you tell her to get to that workshop.
So, hey, Destiny, I'm going to probably cry, because I remember back when I was sitting where you were sitting. I didn't feel pretty. I felt ugly. I didn't feel like I was enough, and I didn't feel loved. So I quickly jumped into some other relationships. In fact, I went out with somebody and I compromised myself because I was so hungry to tell myself the truth, and I couldn't. And so I don't want you to go there. I want you to get your healing so that you don't make more mistakes and end up where you just came from.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to take another call here in just a minute. I want to remind everybody, or if you don't know, we have a New Life Daily Devotional that we will, if you sign up for it, you'll get an email every morning. And it'll just be a little devotional thought. Most of them, I think, they're, if not all of them, are Steve's thoughts and Bible verse, maybe a little quote to go along with it. It helps you get your focus and reset for the day. All you have to do is go to newlife.com and look up for a link at the bottom of the page. There is a sign-up link down there. And it's just go to the home page, scroll down, and look for the daily devotional sign-up. And then I want to remind you, too, Every Man's Battle, our next one is August 11th. We're going to be in Sacramento, California, and I'm probably the biggest advocate for that workshop because I go to every one, almost every one. I've had to miss a couple this year, but they are amazing. Guys' lives get so turned around so quickly. When guys get there, they don't believe it. They're kind of in denial. They're thinking, I hate being here. I don't want to be here. Why am I here? And by Sunday, they are on fire for God and for Jesus, and they're loving that they learned what they loved, and they can't wait to get back and start their life fresh. And I want that for you guys, so consider going to that workshop, please.
And Larry, I want to make an appeal to the fathers out there that struggle with sexual addiction or infidelity, because even if, as Larry said, maybe you don't want to do it for yourself, maybe you don't even want to let go of what you're involved in, but as the child of someone who has struggled with this, it affects the lives of your children, and you have the power to break that cycle for the sake of your children, if nothing else. And if you don't, those effects go through their lives for years afterwards, so please do it for your children, if not for yourself.
Okay, thank you, Alice, very much. Let's talk to Christine in Philadelphia. She listens on WFIL. Hello, Christine.
Hi. Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's going on?
Oh, a whole lot. Whole lot. I have a daughter who had been, she's 49 now. She's been sick since birth. She had something like leukemia. She went through chemotherapy.
Wow.
I mean, she went through hell on earth. It's the only way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up with a liver transplant.
Wow.
She got married. Her grandmother always babied her. Always babied her, so she's been taken care of all her life. She got married. Her husband was an enabler. He took care of her, you know, the rest of her life. And then he passed away in June.
Mm.
I mean, in January. Let me get this right. In December of this past year.
Okay.
So now she's living with us because she financially can't live anywhere else. She's waiting for a home. Number one, the one big thing right now is she weighs 300 pounds.
Mm.
And she says, if people can't love me the way I am, they're not worth it. But she can't go anywhere with us. I can't invite her to go places. She needs a cart to ride around in.
Mm.
And I can't get, you know, and she's so worried about her health because of all she's been through. She's constantly looking things up. She goes to doctors all the time. And I asked her to look up the word obesity to try to get her to realize that that's an illness too. She's diabetic, and she just sits on the chair all day. She doesn't go out. She doesn't walk her dog. She just sits in our living room all day. I wait on her. I would like her to pay rent. She says the little room that we give her isn't worth $300. I'm just like at wit's end how to help her, encourage her to get a life. So any suggestions would be helpful.
Well,
wow.
First off, I am sorry that you are weighted down by this. And I hear the complexity to this situation. But let me tell you what I'm also hearing, which isn't going to sound very good. But I'm hearing a couple things. I'm hearing somebody who's entitled, who's got an entitlement. And I'm also hearing somebody who's coming from a victim stance. She's in a victim chair. But she feels entitled to be there because of what's happened to her. And so I think it was your mom that babied her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, more so than me, because I would say to my mom, Mom, someday she's going to grow up and she has to know how to work on her own.
And she's had folks take care of her, enable her all her life. So what happens, it's an interesting kind of entitlement, but it's like, hey, you're supposed to take care of me. I don't even know how to take care of me because I've always had somebody take care of me. But the truth is, you have got to help her get to a place where she can learn how to take some steps to take care of herself, because guess who's the next people that are going to be leaving planet Earth in the next... How old are you?
67.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys are around for a while. But let me tell you something. You guys are going to be aging, and you need to know in your own heart that she has the ability to be somewhat self-supporting. It's a scary thing, isn't it?
Yes. What I want is I would like her to pay me $300 a month rent. And it would be, I would open up an account or stick it in a drawer.
Okay,
and put it
I get
there
it.
So that when,
but do you know?
You know, so it would be for her. She tells me the little room that I give her isn't worth $300.
And you know why? When you said that, I said that's entitlement. That is someone that's not in humility. I want you to see that. So even her paying you $300 rent isn't going to take care of her problem. So what I want you guys to do, are, have you guys met with any therapist or counselor about this? Or are you guys trying to do this?
No.
Okay. I want you and your husband to make an appointment. And I want you to make it with a really good therapist. And you can probably stay on the line and we'll get you hooked into someone in your area. Because if you don't walk through this with her, she's not going to change. Mm-hmm. And you need kind of a coach, right? You need a therapist or coach to help you walk this out. And I would love to send them the book Entitlement Cure.
Oh, good idea.
By John Townsend.
Yep.
Just because I want you to see.
What did you say?
I was just going to say she's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome.
I know. Yeah. I work with PTSD every day. And I have to talk to some of my clients, just like your daughter. I got to talk to her and I have to wake her up to that victim stance. And so she's going to need her own treatment as well. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to go first so that you can figure out what you need to do and have someone coaching you through this process. What are your thoughts, Alice?
Well, Christine, it seems like you have had a sense ever since she was young that people around her were doing too much for her, and you've always wanted that to be different. But it is so incredibly difficult to put boundaries into practice and to maintain them when no one is supporting you in doing it. And with such an incredibly complicated situation, I love Sherry's advice that having a coach, having a professional walk alongside you to tease out where is it best to set boundaries with her and to stay firm? Because it may be saying to her, you're welcome to stay when you're willing to pay the $300 a month. And you, daughter, get to make that decision if you're willing to do it or not. But to back those words up with action is a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. And we usually cannot do that without support. So we just want to acknowledge that we don't think that there's a simple answer to this. This is a complicated history, complicated health concerns. And so that's why I think Sherry's advice to you is so valuable. Don't try to do this on your own. Get the support to put into practice what you've always sensed needs to happen with your daughter. Your heart is in the right place with this.
One last question quickly, because we're just about coming to a break. Is your husband on the same page with you?
Yes. Her father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he had ALS.
Oh.
And he passed away about 13 years ago, and I've since remarried.
Okay.
So my husband now has accepted her in, and, you know, but he sees it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Well, you're not alone.
Yeah. Christine, I want to thank you for the call. We will send you John Townsend's book, The Entitlement Cure. And like the ladies here said, it's a tough situation, complicated, a lot of different dynamics, and it's going to take some while to unravel it.
I'd love to see a goal on her treatment plan eventually be lose it for life.
Yeah.
But that's, again, something that a coach can help you work into what's required.
I'll just remind you, Christine, that every miracle starts with a first step. You have to do something. And so take that first step. That's the most important thing. We'll be right back.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. I'm back.
We're here. We're
yeah,
here.
I'm back. Steve Arterburn here. Hope you can hear me. Can you hear me there?
We can. We can.
Great.
We got Steve.
I was late. Thanks, Larry, for filling in for me there. I really appreciate that. You know, it's so interesting because I was on my way to meet with the president of Anderson University, and I was listening to Fox News, and they were interviewing the future or the new appointee for the FBI. Well, the president of Anderson University was selected by Trump to do that, and, you know, he turned him down. He said to Trump, oh, I can't do that because I've been called by God to be the president of this great Christian university. And Trump wanted to know what calling by God meant. And I think that's just pretty
cool. That's awesome.
Cool. He's a great man. Anyway, sorry I'm late. Glad to be with everybody. And I know that, well, I was listening in, and it's New Life. And New Life is all about new life. Let's go to one final caller here. And if you're on the line, hold on. I got another program right after this. We're going to do it. And let's go to, how about we talk with Faye? Anybody want to talk to Faye on WFIL?
Absolutely.
I do.
Faye, how you doing there? How's it going?
Hello, I'm fine.
Right, good. What's going on?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a prayer that I have asked God to show me what to do.
Okay.
And someone told me that I was just supposed to sit and wait until he told me what to do. But, I mean, I can understand that he has so many things that he has mm-hmm. to do that he would probably give me something that I am supposed to do to take care of the problem for myself.
Okay. Well, tell us what it is you ask him, and let's see if he's already told you what to do.
Okay. I have two timeshares that I'm trying
yes.
to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to them, they, first of all, if I sell it, they want, it's going to cost more to sell it than what I think that it should, in other
yeah.
words.
Right.
And the gentleman who came to my house and sold me the last one had promised me all kinds of promises and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
I want to get rid of both of them because I'm older now. I'm a widow. Mm-hmm. I'm on Social Security.
Yeah.
And my children don't go. We haven't used them in
okay.
several years.
All right. So I don't have a lot of time, but I want to get to something we can answer. So what have you asked God about those timeshares?
What should I do about, how should I go about getting rid of them?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Okay. And the kids that don't use them, are any of them in a position to help you figure out what's the best path to take here?
Well, my son said go to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which I have gone to a lawyer, and they want all the information and all that, and I'm getting it ready for them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then I started making copies of all the deeds and that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me try to help you with this, okay?
Okay.
My experience with things like this is the first step for anybody wanting to sell a timeshare is to lower your expectations. That's the first thing, okay? It doesn't matter what anybody's ever told you, and this can apply to a lot of different deals, But you just have to look at the reality, and you have to find out what is the fair market value, what are things like this going for in the specific area where there are timeshares, you know, that unit that you're in, what did the last one sell for? That's probably going to be about the best that you can do. And I would follow the direction of your son who said, get the lawyer, get things prepared. I would just go that path. You know, God tells us in his word that when we consult with other people, we're doing a good thing. When we go off and just do something on our own, that's usually going to be a mistake. And so he's kind of given you the direction to go, and you've taken it, and it's right out of his word that in good counsel, we can be more secure and make better decisions. And so that's my two cents, and I'm going to turn it over to two women and see what they think about the timeshare sale and what you ought to do.
Let me just tell you one thing. I offered it back to them, no cost. Just take it off my hand.
Right.
They said no.
Because it might not be whatever is owed on it. It might not be worth that anymore. And
that's
the dilemma.
Paid for.
Oh, okay.
So they don't want it. Your kids don't want the timeshare.
The kids don't want it. They haven't used it. And, I mean,
it costs to maintain them. Yeah.
Yes, that's the part. It's costing $700 and some dollars a year for each one of them. And they're not being used.
Yeah.
If the kids wanted to use them, that would be something different, but they don't.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing some grief and loss on your part. I'm hearing some sadness that you had some hopes and desires at this stage in your life that you could leave something that you've invested in for a very long time and have your kids appreciate it. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that you've got some loss around that. I'm glad you're taking the steps you are to kind of unload that $700 a month times two from your financial bottom line. And it's
a year. It's not a month.
Oh, a year. Okay, I'm sorry. A year. From your bottom line, right? You're retired.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I am retired.
Yeah.
So, Faye, the only other thing that I would add is that I also think you may be experiencing a righteous anger. You may feel hoodwinked by the man that came to the home and sold this to you. And
I do.
Right. I would, too. And as Sherry pointed out, perhaps frustrated that your children don't want it when you wish they did. So I think one other action step that you could take is to be with safe people that you can talk and express your anger, your grief, as Sherry mentioned, and your frustration. And not to do it with your children, but to do it with somebody else that is safe for you to get these emotions out. And I think that's another action you can take while you're waiting on God here, but you're making some proactive steps.
Yeah. And you know what? I just think that folks our age, and I'm assuming you and I are about the same age, we just have so many disappointments like this. They don't work out the way we want them to. And part of, you know, we ask God to tell us to do whatever it is that is best to do. And what I think is a better prayer sometimes is, God, please comfort me in my disappointment. This isn't gonna work out. And I wish that every time I had a decision, God would just come in and instantly tell me what is the best thing to do. But if he had done that all along the way, I wouldn't have grown. You know, he would have just made all my choices for me. And instead,
that's one of my questions. I'm not supposed to just sit down now that I've prayed. I'm not supposed to just sit down and let him handle it. I'm supposed to wait until he tells me what I should do rather than waiting on him to do it by himself.
No, I think a lot of times God is waiting on us to do what we're waiting on him to do. We have to get the information together, make the best decision possible, because, again, if God makes all the decisions for us, we don't grow spiritually. And part of spiritual growth, as I see it, is stripping away our desires for the world. And God is so much more interested in your heart and in your soul than in whether or not you are able to get rid of these in the way that you want to. Well, we're out of time. If you're on hold on, we'll get to your call right after this in our next program. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. And if you can help us, you know, it is summer and we need your help. We would sure appreciate it. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.